Okay, today we're going to learn Shavuos, Perek Gimel, Mishnayos, Gimel and Dalet. So Mishnah Gimel is picking up where Rabbi Shimon left off in the last Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon said in the last Mishnah that you're allowed to have more than three giant piles of fertilizer in your field during that Shemitah, during the end of the Shemitah year. And that's talking about each pile has at least 10 boxes that each hold a lesech. So Rabbi Shimon is going to tell us that even if the piles are a little bit smaller, that would also be okay. Osa adam esadeu shalosh shalosh ashpatos lebeisa'a yasser mikan mechatziv. A person could make three piles per beisa'a in the field, and if he wants to make more than three piles per beisa'a, he can make as many as a chatziv. So what does that mean, as many as a chatziv? So in the Teferes Yisrael, he says, Ratzalomar manichin smuchin bi'igul kiragle chatzuva, that it's like a kli that has legs that go around the kli. So if you're going to make more piles, put them in a circle, in a circular shape. The one pile should not be lined up directly across from the next, but they should form a circle. V'ukli bas harbe raglayim, aval lo yanichim b'shura, says the Tiferet Yisrael, does tfei nirak mezal sadehu. If you line them up in a straight line, it's going to look like you're being mezabel sadehu. It's going to look like you're fertilizing your field. So even making a significant number of small piles is not going to look like you're fertilizing your field if you just spread them in the proper way. You arrange them in a circle. Divrei Rabbi Shimon. That is Rabbi Shimon's opinion. So the Mishnah then says, and what about the Chachamim? The Chachamim said that the maximum is three piles. The Chachamim say that you're not allowed to make more than three piles unless it makes it very obvious that those piles are not being used to fertilize the field. How do you make it very obvious? You make sure that those piles are dug three tefachim below the ground, or they're raised three tefachim above the ground. So when the base of the pile is at least three tefachim below or above the ground, then it's obvious that you're just trying to pile your manure together and you're not trying to fertilize your field. So the Chachamim agree that making more than three piles could be allowed, like Rabbi Shimon, but only if you do it in such a way where it makes it very obvious that you're not trying to fertilize your field by lowering it or raising it three tefachim. Now, if you look at the Tosas Yom Tov, Achi Yamik Shlosha, he points out, Perakamtum Eid Katan Davdalar and Beis Parich Velok Shemamik Nir Ka'oder. Wait a second, how can you dig it three tefachim deep into the ground? Then it makes it look like you're hoeing the ground, you're digging the ground. Umeshani Rabbi Zev Rabbi Abba Bamamal Chadam Ergon Shehemik Kodem L'Kain. One of them says, no, it's talking about where you made that indentation in the ground previously, prior to Shemitah. And the other one says, no, the fact that you then fill that hole with zevel is mochiach, that it's not really working the ground, it's just making a place to put your zevel. And Tos Yom Tov points out, Kosva Tosvos, the lekel mechash laha, demand chazi chafira, lo chazi lel zevel shabbat chafira. You don't have to worry that someone is only going to see the chafira. They're only going to see that you dug into the ground, but they're not going to see the zevel that you placed into the chafira. No such concerns exist. That's the point that the Chum is saying, that you're allowed to make it three tefachim deep in the ground, or three tefachim above the ground, even if you're going to make more than three piles. Now, what if you make one gigantic pile? So also Adam is Zivlo Otsar. A person can make all of his manure into one big storage, one big pile, and instead of making three little piles of 10 boxes of a lesach each, you can put all 30 lesach into one pile and keep adding more and more and more to it. Rameir says, no, you're not allowed to make a single pile that has more than 30 lesach unless it's three tefachim deep into the ground or three tefachim raised above the ground. Meaning you can make three piles of whatever size you want, but if you're going to make one pile, then it's got to be three tefachim deep into the ground, three tefachim above the ground. One pile could be used to cover the whole surface of the field and to be mezavel the field, so that looks bad. So then we pick up on what we said in the last Mishnah, that each pile has to have at least 10 lesach. So the Mishnah tells us, and what do you do if you have less than that amount of zevel? So ha'ilo dvar muat, most of lavaholich. If you have a small amount of manure, don't worry, put it in a pile and keep adding to it. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah oser achiyamik shlosha achiyakbiya shlosha. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, no, you cannot make small piles unless those small piles are made in such a way where it's very obvious that you're not using it to fertilize the field. It's three tefachim deep into the ground, three tefachim raised above the ground, unless he puts the manure on a rock, on a giant rock, where also it's obvious that you're not using that to fertilize the ground. Now, Mishnah Dalet. So Mishnah Dalet tells us that if, let's say, you have a farmer that has no place for his animals to hang out during the Shemitah year except for his field. Now, the field where he normally grows crops. Now, the thing with animals is that animals go to the bathroom, except they don't use a bathroom. They just use wherever they are. So there's going to be manure dropping all over the field. So you're allowed to do that as long as you're doing it in a way where it's not clear that you're fertilizing the field. You just have a place for your animals to be. Not only that, you can spread the animals into different places at different times in order that the field will, and thereby make sure that the field gets fertilized in different places at different times. So the Mishnah says, "Hamadayir asadeo osa sahar lebeis asayim," that if you want to keep your animals in a pen, in your field during Shemitah, you can make a whole enclosure around them that's two beis large, meaning if one beis is 50 by 50 amos, which is 2,500 square amos, so you can have 5,000 square amma area that's surrounded where you're in your field where your animals are locked in, and then when that fills with manure, you can then take three of those fences and move them to a different spot, leave that one fence that in place and move the other three to the other side. So now you're doubling the area, or you're moving the area to the other side where the animals are going to hang out. Nimtza medayer beis arbas in. So it will turn out that you will have enclosed and filled with manure four sin of your field. First two, and then when you move the three walls and you move the animals to the other side, it will be another two. The Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer beis shmona sin. You could even do that for eight sa'a. So what about if you have a small field? Haysa kol sadeo base arba sin. What if your whole field is only arba sin? So you're allowed to do that. You can keep your animals first in two base sa'as and then move the fencing around so that they'll be in the other two base sa'as. Then you're going to end up fertilizing the entire field. So now you have to take a part of it that you leave empty, because otherwise it's going to be a problem of marisa ayin. So the Mishnah says, and everything is filled with manure, what do you do? You take the manure from the area where it's enclosed, and you put it in the field in piles, just like we spoke about in the previous Mishnayos, about how you pile up manure to use for future years. But you're not allowed to go around spreading this manure throughout the field in order to promote growth in the field. That's a violation of the Isra of Avodah Sakarka during Shemitah. So to quickly review, we learned in Mishnah Gimel that according to Rabbi Shimon, who said that you're allowed to make more than three piles, he says you could you can make three piles per beis in your field, and even more as long as you shape it in the right way, as long as you put it in a circle. And the Chum said putting it in a circle won't help, but what you could do is you could lift it up three tefachim above ground, or put it three tefachim underground, or put it on a rock or something where it's obvious that you're not fertilizing your field. We also learned to Mishnah Gimel that if you're making one very big pile, it's a machlokes Tanakam and Rabbi Meir. Tanakam says that's fine. Rabbi Meir says no, it's got to be three tefachim deep or three tefachim high to make it obvious that you're not fertilizing the field. And then we learned to machlokes, what if you don't have 10 lesach of zevel to put into one pile? So Tanakama said, okay, start with what you have and then you'll add more as you go. Whereas Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, no, you're not allowed to do that, because it's going to look like you're fertilizing the field. The only way you could do that is if you raise it or depress it by three tefachim, or put it on a rock. And then in Mishnah Dalet we learned that you can have your animals hang out in your field during Shemitah in an enclosure that's beis asayim, and then you're allowed to move the enclosure over to the next two beis asayim. And the Rebbe Shimon Gamliel said even base Shmona Siim could eventually be fertilized in that way, but you have to be Mishayer Kol Shu. If your field is small and the whole field is only four Siim, so then you have to leave a little bit out that is not fertilized. And we also said that you have to after it's fertilized, you have to remove the manure from the area and put it in the piles that we spoke about to make sure that it doesn't look like you're fertilizing your field during Shemitah. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Gimel Mishnah Hey.